We see in sacred scripture many times when there is a theophany, that's a fancy theological word for an appearance of God. You know, we know that before the coming of Jesus, God didn't look like any particular thing because God is a spirit. And yet, because we as human beings, how do we come to know things? We come to know them by seeing them and hearing them through our senses. God will appear as something in order for us to be able to hear him and see him and encounter him. And this happens in various ways. There's the burning bush. There was the still, quiet wind that he appeared to Elijah as. All sorts of different ways God appeared to his people as a pillar of fire when he led Israel out of Egypt, and a pillar of fire at night and a column of smoke during the day. But whenever God appeared to people, they had to prepare to meet him. And so what did God tell Moses on Mount Sinai? Take off your shoes, for you are on holy ground. And then Charlton Heston took off his shoes and went over and spoke to God. No, that was just in the movie. The real thing was Moses who spoke to God, not Charlton Heston. Elijah journeyed in the desert, and he fasted for many days to meet God. And we see in today's reading from Exodus how the people were told to purify themselves, to go and sanctify themselves today and tomorrow, make them wash their garments and be ready for the third day. For on the third day, the Lord will come down on Mount Zion before the eyes of all his people. And so they did. We too need to prepare ourselves to meet God. You know, really, that's what all of our lives are for, is to prepare ourselves to meet God whenever he calls us to himself in death. When you know, that's when we're going to meet God face to face, for good or ill, is when we die. We will go before the Lord Jesus, and he will judge us. And this time we have here on earth, no matter how long or how short, is to prepare to meet that. And we need to be prepared to meet him at any time, because we may not have much warning. Think about those four people who died in the plane wreck. They had no warning. I'm sure none of them would have gotten into that plane if they knew it was going to crash. But all sorts of things like that happen. So that's why St. Benedict tells us to keep our deaths before us always, so that we're always ready to meet him. But even in this world, when we meet God in partial and incomplete ways, we do things to prepare ourselves to meet him. And so how do we meet him most profoundly? In Holy Communion. And so that's why we do things like fast before receiving Holy Communion. Now, the fast that we have these days, in my personal view, is too short. It's too easy. You know, think about it. You can fast for an hour, health aside. You can fast for an hour standing on your head. It's not a difficult thing. Before that, it was 3 hours. Before that, it was midnight on, no water, nothing. I like the 3 hours. Midnight on, no water, that's a little harsh. 3 hours, that they should have kept it there. But they didn't, so we've got an hour. But even in an hour, we can use that fast to prepare our hearts and our minds to receive the Lord. If our souls are dirty by sin, you know, it's always a good idea to go to confession, even if it's just venial sins, to, you know, get that new soul smell, you know, which is like going and getting a detail at the car wash. But if you've committed a mortal sin, you certainly need to go to confession before, so that you'll be ready and able to receive the Lord. And also there are other things that we do, you know, before Sunday Mass. A lot of people dress up. We don't do that much here in Utah, and I think the reason why is we want to be so different from the Mormons that we do things the absolute opposite way they do it. So they dress up, we don't dress up. I think that's a little childish. Because, you know, really, shouldn't, you know, we're going to meet the Lord of all of the universe. Shouldn't we prepare ourselves, even outwardly and physically, to receive him? But perhaps the most important thing we can do to prepare ourselves for the Lord is to pray. And that applies to meeting him at the end of time, or at the end of our time here on earth, or even meeting him here in Holy Communion, or even if we're just making a visit to the Blessed Sacrament. Because when we pray, we open our hearts and our minds to him so that not so much that we can speak to him, but so that he can speak to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.